From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Lona Manick. This week, we are speaking with Liza Pittard, a recipient of the fifth-year fellowship in the Studio Art Department here at the University of Virginia.
I'm Liza Pittard. I'm an OSPA fifth-year fellow right now, and I also studied photography in undergrad. I like to take a conceptual approach to photography and art in general because I'm starting to experiment in other different mediums because the idea kind of begins first. And the people that I look up to, the artists that I look up to, all kind of work in a variety of different mediums based on where the concept begins and what medium is the best. It's interesting because I'm an art historian of painting, and painting has a long history. You know, people have been painting for thousands of years, whereas photography, it's sort of a newer development as a fine art practice and as a just practice in general. It's a new technology. The camera is, you know, in the history of the world. And I feel like because of that, there's so much to be discovered about photography as an art form that we haven't even approached yet, and that makes it a really exciting medium. And also, I think we have iPhones now, cameras are cheap. And so it's probably one of the more accessible art mediums. You know, if paint costs a lot of money and you can take a picture on you know, the thing that you carry in your hand all the time, which makes it hard because we have so many images that we come across in our daily lives. How do you make art out of photographs in the age where there are so many images? But I think that's an exciting challenge. Right now, I am doing darkroom manipulations, so seeing what various things can happen if you mess with negatives. So I burned some, I peed on some, and I'm just kind of trying to see what happens in the darkroom. It's really fun because I'm trying not to do photography in a traditional way. I kind of want to see what happens when you mess things up. I think it's all about trying to make an image that people look at again. And that sounds sort of strange, but we see so many images and people look over them. And I think that's why I kind of am doing these weird things in the darkroom, just to make an image that people may not have seen before, because that's successful art to me. That's the second glance. You're always sort of striving for is the second glance.
Liza Pittard is a fifth-year fellow at the University of Virginia.
Please listen carefully.
Look out for these events coming up soon. On Friday, September 8th, come out to the Bridge for Telemetry at 8 p.m. This free event is put on by the UVA McIntyre Department of Music and the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative. This concert series kicks off with flautist Kelly Sulick and clarinetist Sean Earle. They will be performing new works by University of Virginia Music graduate student composers Chris Luna, Aaron Stepp, Alex Christie, and Ben Luca Robertson. On Tuesday, September 12th at 7 p.m., make it out to the Fralin Downtown Film Series to view Louis Bourgeois, The Spider, The Mistress, and The Tangerine. Filmmakers Marianne Kajouri and Amay Wallach offer an intriguing look at Louis Bourgeois, her art, and her working methods. Active and alert in her mid-90s, Bourgeois discusses how her life history impacts her work, her relationship with her family, and much more. Tickets are $9. And of course, we would be remiss not to mention WTJU's Free Fall Concert Series, which continues this Saturday the 9th. The show is from 5 to 9 p.m. and will feature the Judy Chops with Red and the Romantics. This concert is free and will take place at the one and only Ix Art Park. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview is recorded by Chase Browning and edited by myself. I'm Lona Manick. You are listening to WTJU.